Is there ideas or dreams or hopes to get something else going with these, with this kind of hindsight in mind?
Personally, no. We're not going to try and keep it afloat, or we're not going to go out there and look for subsidies or whatever, because I guess we just personally don't have the energy for it. I mean, I've been involved in lots of independent media projects over my career, and I've done a lot of that begging bowl routine, and I just actually want a job now. I want a job where I can do that kind of stuff and don't have to think about the money.
It was only a few months ago that I was speaking there to a rather suitably world-wearied Marnie Cordell, the editor of the independent online content provider New Matilda, who were forced to admit defeat with the problems that are faced in attracting a proper advertising revenue in the online world. Funds simply weren't there. However, the readership community were not as easily deterred, with the general consensus seeming to be that people would be much more willing to pay for the content than see it go altogether. And so indeed, New Matilda are now holding the community to its word, having launched a crowdfunded project that aims to raise no short of $175,000 by the deadline of December 15. May seem like a daunting task, it's already a fifth of the way towards the funding goal. At this rather cheery turning point, I was able to catch up with Marnie Cordell again to talk about where New Matilda's pitched for the future and how difficult it is to establish a crowdfunded project. I think it was less than 6 months ago we were talking following the news of New Matilda's closure.
It was in June, I think.
Sort of just as the news broke, it was before the election coverage.
Yep. We looked at the numbers and just sort of realised that it wouldn't really take that many people getting behind us as financial supporters to make it happen again. We were aware that we needed to cut costs and cut down the size of the team and all of those kinds of things. But when it came down to it, it's sort of about 2,000 people who need to get behind us to make it possible.
Yeah, now the model in which New Matilda has used within Fundbreak, which is, as I understand it, it's one of the newer kind of, because in Australia, crowdfunding is still quite a new concept.
It is, yeah.
UCOM News from Swinburne University would be one I could draw from in that it seems quite different to what New Matilda is doing. And indeed what Fundbreak itself seems to represent, which is a very kind of specific plan.
Yep.
So how did you guys go about deciding what the best model for, you know, getting this public support would be, in terms of, did you think, okay, we'll just, I mean, I guess it's that $175,000 question. So, yeah, how did you kind of, did you draw from other, you know, more exemplary models like Spot Us or?
Yeah, well, I mean, Spot Us and UCOM News are doing very specific story funding, which is not what we're doing. We're calling for support for the entire project. And I'm not, you know, I think the story-based crowdfunding is a good idea. I haven't seen it succeed, you know, with huge amounts of money, but I'm sure that as people get used to this idea that they, you know, need to pay for things and, you know, are willing to put their money behind things that they believe in, I think that will take off. It was a bit of a toss-up. I mean, we've got quite an older, we've got half of our readership is sort of older and half of it is younger, so we're a bit concerned that people wouldn't understand this crowdfunding thing, but we did decide that Fundbreak was an exciting way to do it, and we thought that there'd be some sort of momentum around that, you know, really public campaign of watching the pie graph go down and down and down until we reach our target.
And what a big pie that's baking already. Are you finding yourself having to distinguish quite clearly the notion that is different behind the paywall compared to crowdfunding?
Actually, not that many people have asked about it. A few people did when we said we announced that we were coming back and that we were wanting to launch this sort of subscription-based model. A few people said, well, are you going to block your content to non-subscribers? But most people have just accepted that we're a small project, a small outlet, and you know, they're prepared to fund us even if it doesn't give them exclusive access.
What I found interesting was you kind of drawing from this this talk Annabelle Crabb gave recently, and something which I think is really key to one of the issues that exists in this notion, while it's still very new, is how indeed you quantify hours or a dollar amount for that which doesn't kind of come under a key performance indicator,
sure,
such as the journalism profession.
Yep, yep.
And I guess, you know, you're going from the idea that, you know, quoting from Annabelle Crabb, if you're already doing it, don't charge for it. If it's something new, make it worth charging for. But you're, in fact, going on both ends of that.
We're breaking the crab rule.
Yeah. You're going lobster.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think I probably wouldn't have done it if there weren't so many people at the end of our last incarnation who said, please stay, we'll pay for it, we'll pay for it, we'll pay for it. There were so many people who said that to me, both on the website and privately, that I just thought it was, I owed them something to sort of give it a go and see if we could make it happen. I like this idea of a very public funding model where people can watch it go up. And there's no, you know, it's completely transparent. If we don't get the money, we don't get the money and we can't afford to launch. And that's, you know, there'll be no questions asked about that because it's all been done very publicly.
I guess what you said last time, the term you used was the beg and borrow routine, which it sounds so kind of different now in that you're feeling it your duty to kind of bring it back.
Mm.
So what, how are you going to, you know, ideally bring in the new notions of New Matilda for, like, I guess the new year, if it all goes to plan?
Yeah, well, and it won't happen until the new year. We are publishing at the moment, but it's really a very bare bones operation because we don't have any money behind us. So we're just keeping things ticking over. But in the new year, if we do get this money, we really want to relaunch with a stronger focus on investigative journalism. We still want to publish a lot of good analysis because I think there's, you know, there are so many opinion sites around, but not many of them are doing real considered analysis and giving historical context to the issues of the day and those kinds of things. So that's our regular fare. I mean, we still want to continue doing that and will. But on top of that, we'd like to venture into some areas of data analysis, investigative journalism, things like this that, you know, longer-term projects that we think are also missing from the major media.
Yeah, you're almost at $40,000. Are we quietly confident about a good Christmas?
Quietly confident, although we need, you know, it's $40,000, but that's only 20% of our target. So that's I've been really impressed with how quickly that's gone up. It's been just over a week and we have 40 grand, but we need that to continue, actually. We now need to reach beyond the close community and get people interested in what we're doing and get strangers who've never come across New Matilda before to donate. So at this point, we really are encouraging people to just check us out, check out the project, check out what we're trying to do and get behind us if you like it.
Newly re-established editor for New Matilda, that was Marnie Cordell. And get along to newmatilda.com and show your support from $1 to $1,000. You can also go along to their crowdfunding project, which is on fundbreak.com.au.